up? Hey, look, this is another episode of Taz Be Thinking, and man, Taz Be Thinking, y'all. And what I'm thinking about today, I'm going to give you some examples of it first, and then I'm going to say what it is, okay? In anime and like video games, comics, you know, in different types of media where you have like superheroes, you know, clear-cut good guy versus bad guys. Something that's very common is like they will scream out their attack before they launch the attack, which if you've ever been in an actual fight, like a physical hand fight, you know that would be crazy to like just scream out right hook and then throw out a right hook, right? But if we play a game like Street Fighter, before they launch the ki blast, they'll say Hadouken, right? In Dragon Ball Z, Goku will scream, it's a common joke that Goku will scream Kamehameha for 3 episodes, right? Same thing with like Naruto. He'll scream out Rasengan and do a Rasengan, or what's the other one that he does? Shadow Clone Jutsu, right? So now those are fantasy versions of it, right? But let's bring it on to some real, okay? When everything was being created, God said, "Let there be light," and then there was light. So what I'm thinking about is the people who are in the like anime video game industry, maybe they're trying to subtly teach us a lesson and show us that the power is in the words, right? Because think about it. If God is all creator, which he is, all creative, all powerful, all knowing, all existing, right? Why would he need to say the words if he has all the power anyway, right? Why would he need to, why didn't he just create? Why did he say things? Because that is where the power comes from. That's why the Bible tells us life and death are in the power of the tongue. Now, I think it's important how that's worded, because I used to say that incorrectly. I used to say the power of life and death is in the tongue, but no, it's life and death are within the power of the tongue, which means that that's not it. That's not all. It's not only that, right? But life and death are within the power of the tongue. So this is what this means. When Goku is screaming out Kamehameha, or I'm a Vegeta fan, so I'm gonna say Vegeta. When Vegeta is yelling out his attack, Final Flash or Big Bang Attack, right? What he's doing is he sees a person in front of him that is aiming to defeat and most likely kill him. Someone is in front of him willing to take him out and attempting to take him out. And instead of succumbing to that pressure, he speaks out loud into his situation the attack that he is going to use for his victory. That is what we have to do. When we see a situation, when we are within a situation that is trying to take us out, we have to then speak out loud. This is the year to say it out loud. I said that at the very beginning of this year. This is the year to say it out loud, okay? We have to speak out loud the attack against our enemy and speak the victory into ourselves. I shall live and not die. I am more than a conqueror. See, when we wouldn't even have to worry about low self-esteem, or if we relied on how does God define me, What does God think about me? That's why the enemy wants us to focus on the small things like that. But that's going to be a different topic for a different conversation. So I don't want to get off topic on that. But what are you saying? When you see a situation that is tough for you, when you get in right in the middle of a situation that is tough and you don't know how it's going to turn out, you don't see a way it's going to go, what are you screaming out in the middle of that attack? Are you screaming out, I yield? Are you screaming out, I surrender? Or are you screaming out, Hadouken? Or are you screaming out, Kamehameha, Big Bang, Rasengan? Are you screaming out the attack that's going to give you the victory? What are you screaming out? And I'm going to say this one thing that I think is special about when God said, let there be light. I believe it's very, very important that we notice that that was the first thing that he spoke into existence when he was creating the earth, right? Or forming the earth, because it was already here. It was just formless and shapeless, right? So when he was forming the world as he wanted it to be, the first thing he said was, let there be light. Why is that important, guys? I'm so glad you asked. The reason why that's important is because if you are standing in a pitch black room and there are five people in there with night vision goggles, right? You don't have any. You can't see. You don't know what's going on. All you can do is hear. It doesn't matter what arrangement those five guys get into. They can form a circle around you. They can all separate and form a star. They can do whatever, but you will never know what they're doing. So it doesn't even, they can stack up and do a freaking pyramid, okay? But you won't even notice the impressive pyramid that they're making. Why? Because you're blind. If you notice, the most common miracle that Jesus performs is giving blind people sight, curing blindness. That's what he does the most often. He does it with words. He spits in the dirt and makes clay and rubs it in the guy's eyes. He does it in several different kinds of ways, but constantly healing the sight. Because if we don't see, if we don't know to look for what he's doing, we won't see it. We will still be in the dark. So, what are you speaking when you feel or see an attack on the way? When you're in the middle of a tough situation, when you're fussing and fighting with the people who say they love you the most, when you can't find any peace in any room that you find yourself in, what are you speaking out loud? Are you saying, I'm tired of this, I can't stand this person, man, I wish this would be, what are you screaming out? What are you screaming out, man? It is time to scream out the attacks that will grant us victory, because we are more than conquerors. So it's time for us to get to conquering. You know what I mean? This has been another episode of Taz Be Thinking, because Taz Be Thinking. If you have found value in anything in this message, I simply ask that you like, subscribe, and share this with someone that you believe will find value in it as well. I love you. I appreciate you. And I'm all at you.